AI7QMD listening on 19.
Good morning, Mr. Rick. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf via Petoskey.
Good morning. Good morning, Jeff. How is your morning going? It's a nice sunny day today.
Oh, I like the sun. That's always a good way to start. You're right. that's good. Yeah, I was listening to earlier conversations there. But now I'm just sitting here watching the news, catching up on all the English elections and things like that. Interesting. I never learned much recently about the UK. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I guess our forefathers left because they didn't like the way it was set up. It sure is interesting over there.
Yeah, well, I had to do a little bit of research. I'd never heard the term de-evolution. I didn't know what that meant, applying to the UK. But kind of now I do.
Now, what does that term mean regarding the UK? Because now you got my interest.
Well, I guess in 1999, so only, 25 years ago or so, they actually had some, I don't know if it was tied to Brexit or I'm not exactly sure, but they actually made three separate countries, England, Wales, and Scotland, and then a protectorate of North Ireland. But I never knew that they actually made that three separate countries.
Yeah, I think isn't it all what they call part of a commonwealth? Interesting. I kind of sort of got that feeling. I wish they'd just give Northern Ireland back to the Irish, but I don't know. It's all kind of mixed up over there, but of the three countries, I think I like Scotland the most. How's that? How's that for an answer?
Yeah, well, I think I told you a couple years ago or so. There is still a castle that's actually occupied by a bunch of nuns, but hey, whatever, a castle that has my heritage in it. Interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. Yeah, my daughter, when we were over, when she was living in Bath, she took us up, I don't know where it was now, but she took us to a church, a big church, and there's a stained glass, giant stained glass of supposedly one of my ancestors, Folk Fitzwarren, and it was kind of interesting that she was able to find the place. Although she's a historian, so it was interesting she was able to find some connection and that it's actually a real person on a stained glass window. kind of cool, but she traced our ancestry back to like the Crusades. This folk. Thorin was one of the Crusaders. It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, tracing my heritage, it's interesting. Up in Scotland or whatever, everybody claims to be a descendant of one of the royalty. The Robert the Bruce or whoever. It's interesting. Everybody claims that they're tied to that. And I don't know if that's actually true.
Yeah, that guy would have had to be pretty busy if that's the case. Yeah, it's interesting. My doesn't really go anywhere. It's on my mother's side of the family, my grandfather that was from North Carolina, that Scottish heritage is the one that that actually has a lot of records tied to it. I think some of the Irish stuff, from what I've heard, was the records hall burned and things like that. So getting the lineage out there, I don't know if it would necessarily go anywhere. And most of my Irish ancestors left Ireland because they wanted a better life. When you go to Ireland, it's kind of backwards over there in a lot of ways, so I can see why they'd want to try to get out of there.
Yeah, my ancestors are interesting. Somehow they went to Scotland, and then whatever the religious persecution forced them to Ireland, and then, one of them became a ship hand, and until he, maybe they got shanghaied or whatever they call it. But anyhow, he jumped ship when he arrived in Boston, which is kind of interesting. And so he changed his name because he didn't want to get recaptured.
Oh, interesting. Really interesting. Yeah, there's a tribe of Native American, Native American tribe back in Rhode Island called the Narragansett Indians. And when you said jump ship, it recalled that tribe. So a majority of the tribe, they are black. And what had happened back then when the slave ships would come in, the slaves would jump ship and swim in, and the Indians would take them in. And they were really intrigued by their black color. And they took in a lot of the black slaves. So that whole tribe of Narragansett Indians they have a lot of black features. It's interesting. But jumping ship leads to a lot of odd things, I guess.
Yeah, somehow the story was that he signed on over, he would have signed on over in Ireland or Scotland or England or somewhere, and you sign on for several years, and that's not necessarily a really lucrative thing. You're basically a ship hand. You're not the highest class society.
No, I agree with you. And some of those ships are pretty rough to be on, depending on the size of the ship. And you can see why all that stuff led to piracy, I guess. Maybe that's the way to look at it.
Oh, yes, that's interesting. Yeah, because you were talking about one of your first radio digital contacts was to the Canary Islands. You thought that was over in Indonesia. That's not true. That's over by the Azores. I think you know that now.
Yeah, I do. So, the contact, the long-distance contact that I made was... So, I can't remember the name of it, but if you look at Australia on the map, in the upper left-hand area of Australia, if you go up towards Asia, there's some islands up there, and that's where my signal was hitting. But I thought it was the Canary Islands, but it's not. No, it definitely is not. But that and the other one was somewhere in Russia. Those two long distance contacts that I made on my first go around. But yeah, the Canaries, are they near the Azores? Is that what you're saying? Because the Portuguese side of my family is from the Azores.
Well, I've never been to either of those assholes or whatever they call them. Still passed them, but never stopped. Yeah, I think what the Azores are a protectorate of Portugal, and the Canary is a protectorate of Spain. But, like, the Canaries are actually off the Liberian coast of Africa, which I don't really understand that exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right. Yes, that's where the, yep. Yeah, it would be the, that would be the east coast of Africa, is that correct?
No, the west coast of Africa, just south of the Canary Islands, relatively termed, kind of more toward the equator is where the Azores are.
The Azores are off the east coast of Europe, yeah. They are protected by Portugal, yeah. Or they're part of Portugal. Interesting family heritage. The thought was that the Portuguese that are in the Azores, that their last names are fruit or vegetables or whatever. I don't know either, whatever. But they were Jews that were trying to get away from the Inquisition, and they went to the Azores, and they basically disguised themselves as Portuguese in the Azores. And supposedly, so the Portuguese root name for my family is Pimentel, which is, I don't know what kind of fruit it is. Nor do I speak Portuguese, but supposedly that's suspect of that side of the family being Jewish, which is interesting.
Yeah, my limited knowledge, I thought it was actually Netherlands people that were over there, and you're right, they were getting away from what's called Franco land, or not now called France, or that part of, that part of Europe, which it's interesting what they called the Franks is France. Interesting, I think.
Yeah, we're getting into a whole lot of reasons why people leave their country, I think. Oh boy. Yeah, so I tried using FL Digi yesterday and really annoyed the heck out of myself. I'm trying to come up with a digital means of receiving and sending Morse code. And from what I hear, it's kind of a futile effort, so it may be something that I abandon.
Alpha Charlie, I don't think I'll hear Friday. You know, there was an interesting advertisement. I get a weekly newsletter from ARRL. I don't remember what it's actually called. But anyhow, I sign up for it. So every Thursday I get an ARRL, whatever you call it, an email. And they had an advertisement for a CW program that actually ties in a lot of artificial intelligence into it, so it kind of guesses the conversation that is being transmitted. I thought that was kind of weird.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I was able to read some of what was coming through, but I started losing the signals and things got weird. And we know how that goes. I saw some intelligible letters coming across the screen, but I don't know if it's I don't necessarily know if it's a worthwhile effort. I just really wanted to, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I got a bunch of questions. That's probably the problem. I got a lot of reading to do. I think from what I'm seeing is there's digital Morse code and then there's actually CW. Am I correct in stating it that way?
No, there's no difference. I guess maybe the difference would be is you were listening. I was hearing you talking to Toby and Jeff there. A human person is not as consistent as a computer. So computer generated is a better spacing of dits and dies.
Yeah, maybe I got more reading to do. So I have a mode on my radio called CW, but I haven't used it yet. And I was on 20 meter yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I was in USB. Picking up the Morse code. When you're in CW mode, isn't it different than USB? I'm confused. I've forgotten a lot of what it was I did when I was studying. So I can only remember a little bit at a time.
I guess maybe you're implying there is a method of CW which you're listening to a modulated tone, and so maybe that's what you're talking about versus just pulsing. And so how do I describe this? The audio that you're hearing is generated by a tone. Well, the tone you're hearing is, how do I describe that? Is that the question you're asking?
Yeah, okay. I guess the way I would understand it in my head is that CW is a constant tone and you're breaking the tone, and then the Morse code that I was hearing is a pulsed tone. Does that make sense?
No. There's no such thing as a continuous wave. That is not a continuous signal. That's then being what CW is it's an interrupted transmission. So it's a true on-off of the transmitter. Maybe you're talking about generating a tone on and off. I think that's what you're really implying.
Okay. So now I'm starting to understand a little more. So anyway, yeah, I was confused by all that stuff because there's a lot of modes on ham radio, and I don't think it was that complicated back in the dark ages when all you had was a key unit and a radio. But it's confusing to say the least. But I think I've mastered FT8 and probably could also do FT4, so I got that one under my belt. My GPS module came in, and I was able to get the APRS running, although I need to play around with that some more. But I spent a lot of time getting the computer working with the radio so that I can not only download different parameters, but also add frequencies and things. So I guess there's a lot to do. I got involved in a couple of nets when I was talking, and most of the people are really nice out there. So But a lot more to explore, I guess, and a lot more to do. So I've got to get out the manual and hit each mode and then explore it thoroughly, I think, is the next goal.
I was expecting some other station to jump in and try and do better explanations than I was given. But, such is life. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I've got one software, well, they called it CW Skimmer at the time. I don't know what it's called now. But you didn't have to. You could decode everything that was, all the audio signals that were coming across in your passband. So you didn't have to be centered on a 600 hertz tone or a 1300 hertz tone. It would decode all the different conversations that were going on, plus or minus whatever you were tuned to.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I got some more exploring to do in the software world, too. I usually start off with free stuff and then, you know, work my way around, but We'll see. Anyway, well, I'm getting really close to Pataki, so I'm going to start paying attention to what I'm doing here, I guess. I appreciate the conversation, Jim, I'm going to go back to driving and thinking, I think. I think I'll let you go for the day. Maybe catch up in the afternoon. So, you have a good day.
Okay, Mr. Rick. Hey, our next conversation, I might talk to you more about marine stuff. Give you some sea stories. I'm watching the news about the Persian Gulf and whatever. Sea stories about anchoring, which has had a lot of stories there. ACATT, hey, 73s, we'll listen for you in the future.
73s, Jim, and I'm looking forward to your stories. KI7, QMD, back to listening.
KABCW.
KMA, GDW, mobile listening.
Yeah, I got the KFA. What was the last three, your suffix?
Golf, Dixie, Whiskey. Golf, Delta, Whiskey. John, Boyne City.
Okay, John in Boyne City, I think you're the guy that used to work for the Red Cross, right?
Yeah, that's right. Is this Ryan in driving his truck?
No, this is Mike, Whiskey, Victor Papa Charlie. I'm downtown Royal Oak. Just trying to get back to Woodward.
I used to live in Berkeley, 11 houses off of Woodward. The thing I remember about living in the city is I could read the newspaper outside at night without any assisted light.
Yeah, me too. When I moved up north, the first night in the house, I couldn't believe there are stars out up in the sky. I couldn't believe that. I could see the stars.
Yeah, I live in a pretty dark, quiet neighborhood. I'm a half a mile up the top of a hill. They call it a county road, but it's really a two-track. But I'm a half a mile off the pavement, and then I'm a quarter mile off the two-track. So I'm in a pretty quiet neighborhood.
And the other thing was, when it got dark, it got dark. High beams on headlights weren't enough to light up the way.
Well, I agree with you there. And, you know, these newer cars, they have such crisp headlights and a cutoff line, it's easy to overdrive your headlights.
Yeah, I rented a Toyota once, and it had the LED headlights, I think they were. And you could see everything up to a certain point, and then it cuts right off. And then it had the auto dim feature where if it detects oncoming headlights, that it will dim the brights.
Well, auto dim is kind of handy. It's nice for everybody else. One problem I have with my wife's new car is if you're going slow, it won't let you use the high beam lights. You got to hold them on with your hand. They turn down to dims when you get down to about 25 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the only other problem I had with it is the high beams would reflect off the speed limit signs, and then it would automatically shut off the high beams. It was so funny. Then that semi-assisted, hands-free driving, it would zigzag along the freeway. It would find the stripe line on the left and the fog line on the right, and it would zigzag in the lane until you get to an exit, and then it would try to take the exit.
Well, as close to a self-driving vehicle as I have right now is my wife's car has got cruise control, and it's got this modern adaptive cruise control. So somebody pulls in front of me, and the car slows down. So, you're going on the expressway, and somebody pulls in tight in front of you, the car hits the brakes. Or, if I'm running down the road and I see a great big curve sign ahead of me, that curve sign turns off the cruise control. It thinks there's a car ahead of me. I don't know. I kind of like the old cars. I kind of even don't even like an automatic transmission.
Yeah, and that self automatic cruise control feature. I think a lot of people use that because the last car I had, no, one of the last cars I had, it was a Hyundai, I think it was. And I set the cruise at 80, 85, and then I would set it to, you know, three car lengths behind, in front, you know, a space of three car lengths. And then, so I had to pull it onto the right lane, and somebody's doing 50, pulling an RV, and of course the car will slow down to 50. But behind me, there's a half a dozen cars that are right up against my bumper.
Well, driving with other people on the road is dealing with other people in your own space. I appreciate that. It's I was a commercial driver, and the more the roads got bad, the more I drove. I was one of those fools that worked for the road commission. Hey, I never killed anybody, but my last crash was 14 cars.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm pulling into the cheap gas station. I got to pay attention because there is way too many people here.
Okay, Mike, 73's to you. Yeah, I just got back to the house. My wife's unloading groceries, and I'm parked next to her. So, 73's, you have a good day. Catch you maybe on another day. KF8GDW. We're clear.
NWA VPC will be clear also.
KABCW.
Kilo Juliet 5, Hotel Sierra Tango.
KC9DJB. AV9 and then mobile monitoring.
K8BCW.
search activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other AMTRA radio stations and alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergencies repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. If repeater is not working, please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control will stand by ready stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name and your call sign slowly. After the last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Ward N8WK.
Dave, K8WPE.
Drake, can you hear me?
KF8AGY.
Drake, N8DMH.
KC8ZAT.
Christopher, Kilo 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Tony, Kilo, Echo 8, Sierra, Bravo, Zulu.
All right, so far I've got Ward, N-A-W-K, I've got Dave, K-W-P-E, I've got Kevin, K-F-A-G-Y, I've got Drake, N-A-B-M-H, I've got Mark, K-C-A-Z-A-P, Christopher, K-F-8-D-M-K, Tony, K-E-8-S-B-Z, anybody else?
K-E-8-Z-O-Y.
W8BPC.
Jeff, November 8, X-ray.
KC8BSU, anybody else?
E8ZOY.
Amity, I got you in there. Like I said, you call incorrectly. Sorry about that. Anybody, W8BPC, anybody else?
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Jeff in Alaska, NADX, gotcha. Anybody else? Good list. Let's start the top list with Ward. Ward, NWK. Ward, give me your location if you've got any messages to pass.
Thanks, Glenn. It's Ward, NAWK. I'm at Bryant Beach. And I have no traffic. Back to you, N8WK.
Dave, K8WPE. Dave, your location, any messages to pass?
Good evening, Glenn. This is Dave, K8WPE, on the west side of Silver Lake, about halfway down. And I do not have any message to pass. Back to you, K8WPE.
All right, Dave, I'm counting on that software upgrade. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, Spider Lake, and no traffic. Back to you.
Drake, NADMH. Drake, your location, any messages to pass?
NADMH. Location is South Airport in Barlow, no traffic.
Mark, KC8ZAP. Mark, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mark, KC8ZAP, and I am 6 miles south of Chum's Corners off of M37, and no network traffic. Back to net control.
Is it me, or do we have less interference tonight? Let's go to Christopher, KF8DMK. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, MK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to you.
Tony, KE8FBZ. Tony, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Tony, KE8SBZ. Location is Rennie Lake. No messages, back to net.
Amity, KE8ZOY. Amity, your location, any messages to pass?
Amity, KE8ZOY. Davis Lake at the bottom of Juliet County. It's a gorgeous night.
Sure is. Let's go to Mike, W8BTC. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
Net control, W8BTC. No traffic. We're in Royal Oak.
Since we're getting in by AllSpire or EchoLink, we must have our internet access back up. Let's go to Jeff, NADX. Jeff, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Jeff. I am on South Anchorage, Old Seward Highway, Rabbit Run area, 55 degrees, overcast. However, we can see the mountaintops and Mount Redoubt, and no messages to pass. I'm starting my drive home, NADX.
Hi, Jeff. I really think we need a cherry juice article on what's going on out there. I want to see some pictures. All right. Anybody else want to join in tonight? Nothing heard. Tomorrow for Project Night, I am going to be sending emails over the radio, thanks to Drake. We're going to be using WinLink. If you want to bring your laptop, we can set up WinLink, and you can just use it straight off the Internet. Or we can talk about what kind of radio so you might use to do that. But we're just going to do a very basic presentation, a very basic walkthrough. And then if there's any other projects or have any other cool stuff, bring it to Project Night. All right, this message is 33 seconds. Stand by for digital traffic. This is K8GTC. Message is as follows. GTC, if you receive this message, please check in.
100% KAWPE. It sure helps to have the latest MT63-2000 program.
ADH, we got it.
WK, full copy.
BPC, full copy.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY. I got your message, but for some reason or another, it did not wrap in the ICS-213 form. I did get the text.
Amity, full copy.
Amity, did you say you got a full copy?
Correct.
Last station, you were very weak. Try again. I heard full copy. Who was that again?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta Mike Kilo.
Christopher, got you in there. Excellent. Anybody else?
KE8SBZ. Not only full copy this week, but I give you a false answer last week. I got a full copy last week also.
All right. I got a total of 9. Our record is 10. Tony, I can't remember if that was 10 when we had you back, so the record may be 11. I have to double-check my notes. But anyway, that's outstanding with the percentage of people getting this. All right, join us tomorrow. We always have cool toys and cool things to talk about for the project night. So join us at the office at 5123 North Royal Drive. That's it for me. I'm going to turn this over to the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is K8GTC. Take it away, Chairland.
W8UPC, question.
Go ahead, Mike.
I noticed one station said that they received the message, but it didn't copy it to the form. And I thought, I'd better check. Sure enough, it didn't save the message. The last one I got is 420 of 26.
All right, quick answer. If you go to the tbarge.org site, you may want to delete your old FL digi. Make sure that you have version 1.6, not 1.5. Sometimes that file gets corrupted, so sometimes it's best to delete it and move on to the next one. And that's on the tbarge.org site. So update your software, and hopefully that'll do it. All right, back to Cherryland. Take it away.
All right, thank you, Glenn. Good evening. Welcome to the Monday Night Social Hour Net. This is KE8SBZ. My name is Tony, and I'll be your net control station using the club call sign W8DCM. Purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and to build our ham radio community and communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in the area. The mesh net and the use of the W8TCM repeater are authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club, serving the greater Grand Traverse and northern Michigan areas. This is a club-sponsored activity, and welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the mesh net. And any newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. Before we check in, just a reminder, Tuesday mornings, that's tomorrow morning, breakfast with hams, location, South Airport JNS Restaurant, located corner of South Airport and Garfield, Traverse City. We meet at 9 a.m. Then in the evening, Tuesday evening, is the W8TCM club event, and it's project night, and tomorrow, I'll repeat, Glenn has indicated that we will be practicing emails over the radio using WinLink. I have not tried that, so I'll be looking forward to doing that, and something that had been posted on the May calendar was Morse code class for the 12th. I don't know if we'll be doing that, but if we have a couple of minutes, I'm sure that we can squeeze a little bit of class activity in there. One other thing going on this week is the Bouvet Island DX report. It'll be by Dennis Ward, K8TX. It'll be a Zoom meeting hosted by the Bay Area DXers. Not sure exactly where they're located, but if it's a Zoom, I would look to the Cherryland ARC website and see if we can post a code or something to get in on that Zoom. Break.
KF8AGY, break.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin.
I got a email from Dave Poinsett late last week indicating that that Zoom for the 13th is being rescheduled due to a funeral, and I don't have a date yet, but as soon as I have a date, I'll pass it on.
Okay, so that would have been on Wednesday, and that will be rescheduled. Let's get on with our Monday evening mesh. Let me see where I'm at here. Okay, we're going to start by checking in short time stations. I'm going to ask for your name and your call sign, and if you will allow me to acknowledge each station, and then we will get back to you as soon as we've completed our check-ins for the short time stations. Stand by. Okay, that will that'll make our net tonight more efficient and avoid doubles. This is WTCM Net Control for the Monday evening social hour. Now we'll begin our short-time check-ins. First check-in, first short-time check-in, please call now.
KYH, Neil, in and out. Cadillac, short-time.
K-A-H-Y-E, enter.
Okay, everybody stand by a second. I have got Neil in and out, K-8-Y-H. I've got Tom and Cadillac, W-8-W-I-V. And then, hang on, K-8-K-A-8-H-Y-E, Edgar. Okay, I think I've got everybody on. Next short time check-in. One person, please. Please call now. Okay, it looks like I scared everybody away. So let's go ahead and start at the top of our short time list. We can always, if you're just listening in, you can check into the short time check-in later on down the line if you wish. For now, I will say good evening to Neil, who checked in and out, KY8H, and let's go to Tom in Cadillac, WB8WIV. Tom, go ahead, and Edgar, stand by.
Okay, very good, Tony, WB8WIV. Thanks for taking the net tonight. I had an interesting day with the yoga, and went, I did work in the afternoon for a couple of hours, and came home, got the dogs out, had to go to the chiropractor, so it's been a moving day. And by the way, for those that don't know, my youngest son, Chris, he's out in the state of Washington. He works for Bonneville, which is government. He is a lineman. He rides in helicopters and does drones now. He does not climb towers anymore. Let me drop it. He got a nice surprise coming in Saturday. We got to see the ultrasound pictures of our great-grandson, and they were really good, and they have a name for him now. It's going to be Oliver Warnock. So we'll be out there in October. We're going to see him, see the family, and it's pretty exciting times here. Anyway, that's the story there. We had our AmFest went very, very well. It was, I think, spectacular, and we had a lot of good feedback on it. Anyway, everybody have a good one. Thanks for letting me in here, Tony. And I might show up tomorrow with Carol at Breakfast with Hams. I don't know yet, but it's on the agenda. Back to you, W-8-T-C-M, W-B-8-W-I-V. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Okay, Tom, thanks for checking in with us tonight. Congratulations, Grandpa-to-be. I don't think this is your first grandchild, but we are happy for you, and we'll give you And congratulations tomorrow morning if you show up for breakfast. Sounding good. Okay, we'll now have Edgar, K-A-8-H-Y-E. Take it away, Edgar, and stand by for Echo Link and All-Star.
Project.
Okay, stand by, Edgar. Go ahead, contact.
Tony, it's my our first great-grandchild. That's Aiden and Callie's first child. Aiden is my grandson. It's our great-grandson. I wanted to clear that up. WYV, I'm clear.
Okay, thanks, Tom. That makes it extra special. And I hope I didn't insult you by accusing you of being a little younger. Anyway, Edgar, go ahead.
Well, very good, and Tom. Small world. We just spent the weekend with our first great-grandson, Oliver David. So how about that? It was kind of I'm surprised. I almost threw me off, but I couldn't remember Oliver's name. Very good. And been a little cool, but other than that, been enjoying the drier weather. So best in that. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
Okay, thanks for that, and congratulations to you, Edgar. And that is very exciting. Another Oliver. Are we going to be seeing a lot of Olivers? That's a special name for sure. Let's go to Echolink in Austin. There will be a few second delay for Echolink responses. We'll allow for that. Now I'm calling for the first Echolink or All-Star station to call in. Please call now, first name and call sign.
Jeff, November 8, Echo X-ray.
Thanks for checking in, Jeff. Next Echolink or All-Star station, please call out.
Mike, W-A-V-P-C.
W-8-V-P-C, Mike, in Royal Oak. Got you in there, Mike. Another Echolink or All-Star station, call now. Okay, hearing none, this is W-A-T-C-M Net Control. We'll now stand by for all check-ins. Newly licensed hams, now's your chance. First general check-in, please call out.
Great, can I hear me?
Okay, I think we have a tie here for Drake and for Dave. And got you both on the log. Next general check-in, please call now.
This is Kevin Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Golf Yankee.
Camp 8 AGY, got you in the log. Next general check-in, call out.
This is Mark, KC8ZAP.
KC8ZAP, gotcha. Next general check-in, call out. K8WQK.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel.
Okay, I have got Pete and Nicholas in there. Next general check-in, please call out.
November 8th, Papa November Kilo, Mike.
November 8th, Papa November Kilo, Mike. Got you in the log. Next general check-in, please call out. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Start at the top of the list. Let's start with Jeff, who is out there on, I'm not sure what you're on, Echolink or All-Star or something, but give us a call and let us know where you're at and how it's going there, Jeff. And then Mike, W8VPC, stand by.
Hello, Tony, and everyone out there. This is Jeff, MADX, and I'm on the Seward Highway, just going through Bird Point, heading toward Girdwood. So I'm about an hour and 45 minutes from home. And the road's been clear. We haven't had ice for a few weeks. However, we got, and I heard once they start getting in the mountains there, we got some heavy rain, and then I heard it's pretty miserable that along the coastline there. And when I finally do get to Seward, we have a few events coming up. Mermaid Fest is coming up this weekend, so this is kind of the first of the warm season celebration. And I will be in the week of June 15th. I will be in Kentucky Monday through Wednesday, and then in Traverse City the Wednesday through Sunday. And so I'll probably run into a few people. Yeah, and other than that, things are good. And I got the day off from work because I had to work Saturday. And that, so made a run to go pick up garden supplies and a few other things. But hope everyone has a good start to the week. And thank you for doing that, Tony. Back to you, MADX.
Okay, Jeff, thanks for checking in with us from Alaska. And sounds like you go through about three climates as you're traveling between Anchorage and back home. So hope the weather isn't too bad when you get back to the coast. We'll look forward to having you down here around the 15th of June. We'll look forward to that. If you get a chance, try to drop in and have breakfast with us if you happen to be in town. And let's see, that'll be on 16th, I believe, breakfast on the 16th. So you will probably be here in town. As far as the Worm Festival is concerned, got a lot of people out here tramping through the woods looking for mushrooms. So I hope the mushroom hunting has been good. It was pretty wet here for quite a while, and things are drying out. The atmosphere is drying out a little bit, and so we're looking for some warmer and nicer weather forward here. Let's go to Mike, W8VPC. Go ahead with your transmission. Mike, Drake, I'm not sure if you were in and out, but if not, stand by. Mike, are you with me?
Yeah, this is WAVPC. I had to wait for my Echo 8 node, my All-Star door to connect to one of my other nodes. So I had to wait because it's the Simplex node. So, yeah, we're currently fiddling with an IP phone, and I'm able to connected to my All-Star node somehow. Don't ask me how, but it's working. And lots of fun yesterday. Apparently, hams over IP. Oh, no, wait. Hams over IP. After I played around with the All-Star, hams over IP went dead. And I thought I screwed it up, but they were changing servers, so... Control, looks like my radio says time's up, WAVPC.
Okay, Mike, thanks for checking in. Interesting ways that we connect with each other, and it's good to have you to be able to check in with us from downstate or wherever you are. Drake, are you still with us? N8DMH, if so, go ahead. And Dave, K8WPE, stand by.
Yeah, Drake and 8DMH, we're still here. I'm currently watching. Oh, it just finished. I've been working on, there was a lot of updates to do on Linux. I did pseudo Pac-Man update, and it had 10 gigs of updates to do. So I had to do that on my laptop and my desktop, so I was waiting for that, and now it just finished. So, but other than that, not a whole lot to report. Just worked over in Roscommon today, just doing a normal, or I guess they were just doing, they're doing reflooring, so we had to move all of their 911 equipment to another room. It's being held together with hopes and prayers, but that's okay because it's supposed to go back tomorrow. But with that, back to you there, Tony, and 8DMH.
All right, sounds like part interesting and part boring. I mean, those updates, they can be kind of boring waiting for them. Wait. Roscommon, that name comes in familiar to me today. Gotta share a short story with you. We were having a door put in by Anderson Windows, and the guys that came to install it came from Roscommon, and they were supposed to show up at 7:30, between 7:30 and 8 in the morning. They made it to work okay, but my door didn't. My door package came up from Grand Rapids, and then they took off with some of the parts. So those guys got out of here just before I got on the net tonight. It's been a long day of getting a single door put in out on my porch. But it's really cool. Haven't really had a chance to look at it yet. But thanks for checking in with us tonight, Greg. Dave, KWPE, go ahead. And Kevin, KFAHEY, stand by.
Well, good evening, Tony and the group. W8TCM, this is K8WPE over on the west side of Silver Lake, and boy, Tony, you are knocking the ears off with your clarity, the volume. I looked all the way through this Redivis RG95 to see if there was an ALC adjustment, because there are quite a few stations that are moderate sound, I mean, fullness level, and there's a few that are even very weak, but man, you're knocking me dead, and I'm running here. I have to push the P6 button on this transceiver, and then it'll adjust the volume to go up or down, and that's where my hearing aid's turned off. Shush, so you're just coming through great. So thank you for doing the net, and had not a lot here. Worked in the yard today. I took two naps. That's legal when you get past a certain age. And getting ready to go to Dayton on Wednesday, and looking forward to a few more days of just having a good time down in southern, well, south of Michigan, middle Ohio, where it's much warmer. I even had my long johns on today, with the wind is so strong coming off the lake. Back to you, Tony, and again, thanks for running this show, W8TCMK8WPE.
Yes, net tonight was at 8 o'clock. Dave, thanks for your transmission there. Sorry if I'm blowing your doors off. If you were living next door to me, I would be overloading the front end on your radio for sure. Glad I've got a good signal out. That has not always been the case. Let's go to Kevin, KF8AGY, and Mark, standby.
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, over here on Spider Lake. I won't say there's not much going on here, but last week we were beginning construction of the carport kit that we got, which is a 20 by 20 Kingsport carport kit. As of yesterday, I've completed probably 98% of the carpentry build. And tomorrow I'll be finishing that up. We got shorted a piece of lumber, and so I had to go buy a cedar board and use one of the existing pieces to clone it.
And so after that, I'll be moving the roofing components closer to the project, get them off the end of the driveway, and hopefully we'll have this thing finished in another week or so. Anyway, that's my update. This is KF8AGY, WATCM, back to you.
Okay, thanks for that, Kevin. Looks like you've had some times of construction there, and can't wait to see a completed project. I've seen pictures, and it's going to be pretty neat. It's worth waiting to get her done the correct way. Actually, on my door job today, they had to run off. The truck went back to Grand Rapids, and it picked one of the parts with them. So I told them it wasn't going to be right until they got what would make it right. So they did so. That's probably why they left so late. Let's go to Mark, KC8ZAP, and Pete. Stand by.
Well, W8TCM and also the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. This is Mark, KC8ZAP. And so today was sort of like outdoor doing some lawn and gardening work for my container garden, and a little bit of just Morse code receiving practice. So that was my exciting day. So with that, this is KC8ZAP and back to net control.
Looks like you're living a good life over there, Mark, and thanks for your transmission tonight. Pete, KWQK, go ahead with your transmission, sir.
Hey, good evening, Tony, and everybody else. Boy, Tony, you're getting kind of good at this. Nice, good net tonight. I don't have much to add. Beautiful, but very cool day. Did a couple of radio projects. I actually got some things accomplished today. And, of course, starting to get organized and ready for the pilgrimage this weekend, hoping to go down to Ohio and warm up a little bit here coming up. But looking forward to breakfast in the morning. Hope to see a bunch of you. KWQK.
Okay, thank you, Pete, for checking in. We will look forward to seeing you at breakfast, and you can tell us what you're going to be doing down there in Ohio. Hope it doesn't rain on you while you're there. Nicholas, I forgot the, if it's K-E-8-N-H, or is it K-8-N-H, go ahead and fill me in with your correct call sign, and we'll stand by for Mike after you're done with your transmission there. Go ahead, Nicholas.
Yeah, Tony, this is Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel. That's KD8NH Nicholas on this end of the mic. Man, have I had a good week. Great weekend. Now I'm even having a better start to the week. I've been having a blast on my amateur radio equipment right now, playing around on HF, practicing Morse, CW with my friend who's over just a county away. I don't even know if he's there. I think he's not even a county away. No, he's a county away. I'll call him a county away. At least a township away. Anyway, that's what it's all about. A friend of mine, Bill, we hear him on the radio sometimes. He gave me a Vibroplex iambic key back at the Traverse City Ham Swap, and I haven't had any time to play with it. I just plugged it in, and I've been having a great time. It's just amateur radio just never disappoints when you have a commitment to the hobby and you stick with it. It's just a great time. I got myself in the air, let's see, on Tuesday last week for about an hour up on Greenpoint, and it's hard to have a bad time after you've had a good flight, you know, and it's been just keeping me going throughout the weeks. I hope everybody's having a good time on amateur radio like I am, and having a good time out there with their activities outside of radio.
Tony, thanks a lot for running the net tonight. Cherryland Amateur Radio Club, you guys have a great repeater, and thanks for letting us use it. Great club of guys, too. This is Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel 73. Back to net.
Thanks, Nicholas. KD8NH. Seems like I miss that quite often. I guess D is not in my vocabulary. I'm just wondering if you're taking a radio with you when you get off the ground there. I know that you were going to try to do that at some point. First couple of times in the air, I'm not so sure. So anyway, that sounds like a heck of a lot of fun, and just keep us up to date on that. And if you're interested in your enthusiasm around ham radio, and as Scott pointed out to us in the last Cherry Juice, there are some 5,000 amateur radio operators around the state of Michigan, and I would like to hear more of them on the air. They're out there somewhere. If anybody's listening, we're going to give them an invitation to join us this evening or any Monday evening, and we'll look for more activity on the air. Mike and 8, Papa November Kilo, go ahead with your transmission, and we'll stand by for further check-ins after that.
Yeah, hey, thanks for getting the net tonight. If there are any other new hams out there, don't be afraid. I'm having fun with it. These guys are nice. Just jump in, throw your call out there. Everybody's pretty cool. As far as it goes, been practicing Morse code with Nick here. We've been enjoying doing that. It's definitely difficult to copy, but as I'm learning a little bit, it's getting a little bit easier. Practicing live with somebody is definitely pretty helpful in that regard. As far as the week goes, nothing too exciting. Installed a bidet and did some brakes on a car. That's about it. Nothing too crazy going on this week, but yeah, excited and looking forward to learning Morse code a little bit more and kind of just hanging around. But yeah, thanks for the net this night, and you have a good evening here. And 7-3 is from November 8, Papa November Kilo.
Mike, thanks again for checking in with us. That's great that you're up to the challenge. You're learning that CW. Sounds like you got a little plumbing stuff that you've been going on with you. That also started my day, along with the door, is that I don't have any water in the house. And I've got either a leak or a check valve in my well pump or something going on. At any rate, everything is shut down, and it's going to be a couple of days before we get any water in here. So that'll be fun. Give me something to look forward to between doing ham radio and going to breakfast and going to club meetings. So at this time, we're at the bottom of the list, and we're going to visit WATCM, and I'll now listen for additional check-ins and stand by.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
9SJP, Scott from Indian River, Michigan.
Okay, Christopher, KF8DMK, and Scott from Indian River, SJP, I believe it was. I didn't catch it first at the call sign. I'll get that from you in a minute. Next check-in, please call now.
Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y.
K-E-8-Z-O-Y, I've got you in the log. Next general check-in, please call now.
Sierra Juliet Papa, Scott from Indian River, Michigan.
Okay, we had a double there. Scott, go ahead again with your call sign.
Kilo Charlie 9, Sierra Julia Papa from Indian River, Michigan.
KC9SJP, I think I got that now. And there was one other call. Please call out.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, Kevin.
KD9WWU, got you in there. Any more check-ins for the Monday evening social hour net, please call now. All right, let's go back to the top of our short list here. Let's go to, Mike, we got you in there with practicing your CW with Nicholas. That was great. Let's go to Christopher, KF8DMK, and Scott, stand by.
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. Not too much to report, but I did want to throw out there that the Interlochen Farmers Market is back up and going. We just had our second week there. That is every Sunday from 9 to 2. And it is going pretty decent. People are figuring out the detour. I'm hearing mixed reports. Some people hate it. Other people say it's not too bad. So, but sales have been good. It's drawing a decent crowd. Other than that, just more work as usual around the farm and on the job site. That's all I've got for today. Back to you. This is Christopher, KF8DMK.
Okay, Christopher. Nice to know that the farmer's market is up and running. Of course, us folks east of the east side of town got to avoid that Biden, the bridge down on Keystone, which is out, which makes it a little bit difficult to get over into your area. So we'll have to wait a couple of months on that route at least. You reminded me, Christopher, that you should have had a subject tonight, and I did think about asking everybody where their favorite morel picking spot was, but I knew nobody would give me an answer, so let's go on to the next. Scott, KC9SJP, go ahead with transmission, and Amity, standby.
KC9SJP, the first time on this net, Scott. Hello, everybody. I'm in Indian River, Michigan. I'm from Fort Wayne. I've got a summer home up here. We've had horrific flooding. I can report that the river has gone down about 3 inches in 4 weeks. We're hoping it's going to go down more. It looks like it's better, but northern Michigan, especially between Crooked Lake, Burt Lake, Mullet Lake, and the other things. We are doing well, but the river will not be open probably for Memorial Day. We're hoping for the 4th of July weekend. So this is 29SJP reporting for you for the first time, and I'd like to know where your Tuesday morning breakfasts are. This is KC9SJP.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the check-in, and very important check-in with the conditions up there in that area of the state. We had a lot of flooding around the area, and I've noted that the rivers are still high, and we're feeling for, there's still a lot of people that probably have a lot of needs up that way with their homes and summer cottages that have been, that got wet from the rivers and the waters rising, for sure. Stand by for a second, Scott. Okay, the restaurant is the J&S. It's called South Airport J&S Restaurant. It is on South Airport Road, a couple of buildings up from the intersection of Garfield. If you can look that up on a map. I don't have the exact address for you, but pretty easy place to find. It's down. It's in the area of the. It is in the area of the Traverse City Airport. So if you find the airport is bordered on the west side by Garfield, and if you were to come into town, you'd eventually get on 31 along the bay, and you just go down to Garfield and take a left there and go a couple of miles, and you'll find a restaurant. So let me go ahead and pass it over to Amity, K-E-A-Z-O-Y.
Good evening, this is Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y. Great job you're doing there, Tony. I just enjoy listening to everybody on the radio. I'm just sitting here in my shack, looking out, and it's still daylight. Just thinking that just a few months ago at 5 o'clock in the evening, it was dark. So it's nice to see all this daylight. I'm just having a great day with all the sunshine, and I'll talk to you later. K-E-H-Z-O-Y.
Okay, thank you, Amity. One more note before we get down to Kevin is that breakfast starts at 9 o'clock. You're better off if you get there a few minutes early. We have we put several tables together, and we usually have a pretty good crowd, and we always welcome any first-timers or hams that haven't been there in a while, and if you want to bring your wife or whatever, that would be great. Great place for breakfast. Let's go to KV9WWU, and then we'll make one last standby for any other check-ins. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, thanks, Tony. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. Yeah, Tony, I've been sending you some texting about my Echolink, and the Echolink audio has been clipping out. It goes steady for like 5-10 minutes, and it starts clipping for about a minute, and then it comes back normal again. So other than that, we're trying to get ourselves prepared to go to, as Pete called it, the pilgrimage to Dayton this weekend. So I'm looking forward to my first one. So that should be rather fun. So, yeah, we're at the southern QTH here in northwest Indiana. So it's about 4.5-hour drive for me down to Dayton, that area. So other than that, that's all I got. And when we return from Dayton, we're headed straight north. So we'll see you next week then. This is Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform. And 7073, Tony, and WTCM. Speak to you later. Bye.
Kevin, envious and excited for you. Going to Dayton, going to the Hamvention for first time around. I don't have anything for you to pick up. You probably don't have enough room if I did. But have a good time down there. Bring some good stories back with you. Okay, now last call for Monday night mesh check-ins. Call now if you're out there.
This is Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y, and I just want to let anyone that's new and coming to breakfast tomorrow, you'll know you're in the right place because you'll see Tony. He's the guy with the camera in his hand taking pictures.
Okay, Amity, that was funny. I will, before I close the net, let me just ask if there's any questions or comments out there.
This is Janus Hamburg.
Yes. If there's somebody out there that could look up that address for JNS and just report back to me, maybe here at the end of the net. And if Scott is still monitoring out there, he can pick that up. There being no further, no nothing heard on further questions and comments, we're going to conclude the Monday evening social hour net. This net will meet again next Monday here on the repeater immediately following the 8 p.m. DeBarge net. This is Tony, KE8SBZ, operating this evening as a net control under the club call sign WATCM. I'm going to now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for participating in your comments tonight. Good luck to everyone that goes down to the Hamvention, and good evening to all WATCM. Clear.
The address is 1083 West South Airport Road. That's 1083. South Airport Road, D.C. KW2K.
Okay, thanks, Pete. Scott, did you pick that up? Pete, I appreciate it. I will keep that address handy because that probably won't be the last time that somebody asks. Turn up your call sign again, K8WQK. This is KE8SBZ. We will be clear. We'll actually be standing by for a while. Stand by. This is KE8SBZ.